Democrat Jonathan Jacobson has wrapped up his first session as a New York State Assemblyman. The former Newburgh City Council member says he is proud of his work and is looking forward to next year's session. Jacobson represents the 104th Assembly District, a seat formerly held by Democrat Frank Skartatos, who died from pancreatic cancer in April 2018. The district includes the cities of Beacon, Newburgh, and Poughkeepsie, and the towns of Newburgh, Marlborough, and Lloyd. While the Democrat-led legislature passed many progressive measures this year, there are a number of issues to revisit next session, including whether to legalize recreational marijuana.
I was happy to see on the decriminalization, the criminal justice part of it, which was to me my main interest, because too many people have a record that's which was impeding their chance to get to further themselves in life and to get better employment as they went along. So that was a major thing. I think there's a consensus in the assembly on this, and I expect that this will go on. I think that there's probably going to be more studies on it. We're going to be looking at what has happened in Colorado, for example, because they've had it now for 5 years. It was a big story in the New York Times the other day. So probably something will come about on this, but I think everybody wants to get it right.
Jacobson speaks to local legislation that did pass.
My top local priority that I knew I could possibly get done in my first session was to get a waiver of the remaining tax penalty against the Newburgh and Lawrence City School District, because they didn't file paperwork in time on some capital projects. And the law that existed said you have to pay it all back. So they were paying back over $17.5 million. They paid about $5 million already. And the school district was scheduled to make another payment on June 28th. So Senator Skoufis and I worked very hard to get it through all the committees in time, which wasn't easy at the end of session, made it a big priority. Because in my house, we had to get it through Ways and Means, we had to get it through codes, we had to get it all through, and then we had to get the governor to sign it. So this is huge, because the school district should not be in the business of paying back the state. The school district should be in the business of educating our children. And $12.5 million is not chump change. It's a lot of money, and the school district's going to put it to great use.
Democrat James Skoufis carried the bill in the Senate, and Republican Colin Schmidt was a co-sponsor in the Assembly. The Newburgh and Large City School District and Chester Union Free School District were being penalized due to administrative oversight and clerical errors from many years ago, which led to exorbitant fees and fines, including $3.3 million for the Chester School District. Jacobson also heralds legislation pertaining to Poughkeepsie City Schools.
All the buildings have lead, and so they had to shut down the drinking fountains in the school system. So the children would come in and they'd be filling up the water using the taps in the classrooms or in the bathrooms, and so this was totally unacceptable. So what I was told about this, I was able to get Bully Aid $50,000, and now we're going to be able to put in bottle fillers on every floor in every building in the Poughkeepsie School District.
What's on the top of your list for next session, either unfinished business or new business?
There's many things we'd like to do. One thing is I have a bill in that would expand the Excelsior program to part-time students. As it stands now, you have to be going full-time. But if you want to go back to school because you want to improve your skills for your future employment, you're not going to be able to quit your job because your bills aren't going to go away, so you're going to have to go part-time. My bill would allow for tuition to be paid for part-time students at the community colleges and our state universities, as well as for vocational training at our community colleges and BOCES. Because everyone talks about that in the 21st century, you have to continually go back to school to improve your skills. You're going to be changing jobs as you go along. Well, you're going to have to go back to school for this, and you're going to be going part-time. And I think that's the least we could do, is provide tuition for those going to school part-time.
The Excelsior Scholarship is the state's program for middle-class families and individuals who need to meet certain criteria to attend college tuition-free at all CUNY and SUNY schools. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo on July 3rd signed the first bill Jacobson sponsored. Now, county boards of elections will no longer be required to have perforated ballots with numbered stubs, provided that alternative accountability measures are undertaken in accordance with State Board of Elections rules. Jacobson, chair of the Election Day Operations Committee, says the measure updates the election law and enables county boards of elections to use new technology for greater efficiency and cost savings. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.